Morning. It is Saturday, October the 19th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake up call. So happy Saturday, and welcome to the Word of God in the great story of Exodus, which isn't just something that happened a long time ago. It's a visionary picture, a model even, of what God is doing right now. So let's join together in consecration today. Let's place ourselves at the altar of consecration, where we are making the great exchange of our availability for His presence on earth as it is in heaven. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, So the People Rested on the Seventh Day, Finding the Unforced Rhythms of Grace. Our text is Exodus chapter 16, verses 21 through 30. Hear now the word of the Lord. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person. And the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. He said to them, This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning. So they saved it until morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink or get maggots in it. Eat it today, Moses said, because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found none. Then the Lord said to Moses, How long will you refuse to keep my commands and my instructions? Bear in mind that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. That is why on the sixth day he gives you bread for 2 days. Everyone is to stay where they are on the seventh day. No one is to go out. So the people rested on the seventh day. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. There is a transformative movement afoot here in the wilderness. It takes getting a little altitude over it to see, but it is taking shape. The Israelites had lived the last long stretch of their history as slaves under the cruel oppression of Pharaoh. They had no control over their lives. Every day was the same. They probably had more in common with livestock than with the Egyptians around them. Their lives were not ordered. They were controlled. All of a sudden, they were delivered from Egypt and the land of slavery, no longer slaves, but free people. So how do people live free when all they have ever known is slavery? like accident or stroke victims who must relearn how to walk and eat and many other basic life functions, slaves must relearn how to live as free people. They must be discipled into a new way of life. The wilderness season is all about discipleship. Notice the gracious order emerging. In the midst of what could otherwise be a chaotic experience in the wilderness, God establishes structure, rhythm, and direction. Cloud by day and fire by night. Quail in the evening and manna in the morning. Take only what is needed, no hoarding. Today we see a new feature of this gracious order. Sabbath, 6 days of gathering, 1 day of rest. Slaves don't get Sabbath. Free people do. If quail in the evening and manna in the morning were not miraculous enough, notice the weekly miracle co-occurring with Sabbath. The same manna, which if kept overnight would turn into maggots, miraculously maintains freshness one night every week prior to the Sabbath. Further, manna did not appear on the Sabbath day. This is exquisite, care-filled provision. This is our God. It's why he says things like this, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." That's Matthew 6:33. You are already seeing the analogy and application. We are all born into slavery, the slavery of sin and death. Jesus will deliver anyone who will follow him out of this cruel slavery and into a life of freedom and promise. We are saved by the blood of the Lamb. We are delivered by the decree and declaration of the Word of God. We experience freedom by the Spirit of God, and then fullness to overflowing. There is deliverance, and then there is discipleship. Deliverance must be followed by discipleship. We witness the gracious order of the kingdom as we are discipled into the lifestyle of the King. The transformative movement of salvation then and now is as follows: Egypt, Red Sea, wilderness, Promised Land. Deliverance plus discipleship equals transformational glory. I want to issue a caution here. It is easy to shift from a life of everything being controlled by Pharaoh to a life of trying to control everything ourselves, including our faith and relationship with God. This usually looks like some form of rigorous religion, which people sometimes mistake for discipleship. It is not. Discipleship to Jesus is life. It is not 7 more principles, 8 more practices, and 10 more habits to add to your life. In recent years, I've begun to see all manner of what I would call designer religion springing up all over the place. It is an industry. Beware of complicating discipleship with lots of rules and feature sets and spiritual practices and rhythms. Jesus, who is life, will not be controlled by a program of rigorous religion or even designer religion. He brings the unforced rhythms of grace. I find that religion is often something people endlessly try to cobble together to make their life work, or at least to feel better about themselves. Jesus is not religion. Jesus is life. He will keep it simple. We do need an ever-deepening understanding of the simplicity of Jesus. We don't need an endlessly complicated spirituality with lots of moving parts. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. You are unveiling and revealing the unforced rhythms of grace. Cloud by day, fire by night, manna in the morning, quail in the evening, 6 days of work, 1 day of rest. The way is made by worship. The path is walked by deliverance and discipleship. Your provision is both exquisite and extravagant. Thank you for the complexity of your care of us. And it is all gift. All that is required is for us to receive it. And by faith we do. Grant us the grace to follow your gracious commands. You have delivered us from sin and into righteousness. Would you now disciple us into the fullness of life in your kingdom? It will be for our good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 I had someone write me the other day and question the Gloria Patri, and I thought it was a great question. They said, how is it now as it was in the beginning? And I said, well, let me think about that. And my best thinking says, in the beginning, we had union with God in the garden. We had direct walking in the garden relationship together. That's what we had in the beginning. That's the vision of Eden. And yes, there was a terrible tragedy, a fall that led us into what seemed to be an endless exile. But now, with Jesus coming and reconciling us to God again by his blood, bringing us back, delivering us from slavery and into freedom, stretching out his hands on the cross as over the Red Sea and parting it that we might walk through on dry ground and re-enter into the union with God, right? As it was in the beginning, is now. And then the coming of the Holy Spirit sealing this relationship, illuminating it, inebriating it even. The coming of the Spirit is now. As it was in the beginning, is now. For all who will receive it, okay? It's not automatic. No, we got to come to grips with the fact that the story is our story. We have to receive the gift of grace in Jesus Christ. We have to receive the breath of God in the Holy Spirit and start breathing again, living and moving and having our being in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is now and ever shall be. That's world without end. And of course, that's the, you know, the world is not just going to disappear and go away. When we die, we are with the Lord. That's what's called heaven. But read the Bible. It does not end in heaven. It ends on earth. The new creation, the new Jerusalem coming down, world without end. And it says, and they will need no light, for the Lord will be their light. Union with God. Eden restored fully. Even better than before. All right. Appreciated that question. Gosh, journal prompts. We're going to sing here in a minute. We're running low on time here this Saturday. Make me a captive, Lord. Isn't that beautiful? We're going to be slaves. It's a question of what master are we choosing? And if we're slaves to God, oh my gosh, slavery to Jesus is freedom. That's the irony of it all. We're going to have a master. The grace is we get to choose. And the offer is stretched out in his hands on the cross. But we're going to sing this song, Make Me a Captive, Lord. It says, and then I shall be free. Well, that's going to be number 587. We'll sing it in just a second here. 587. I haven't given you the journal prompts. Okay, here they are. How are you discovering and engaging with these unforced rhythms of grace? What about this pattern of Sabbath, of work and rest? Or are you still caught in the weekend model, which is often just escaping into some form of entertainment, which isn't all bad, or trading one to-do list for another to-do list? That's a massive conversation on Sabbath. What's amazing is to look at what Sabbath had become and the way that they attempted to beat Jesus up, the Lord of the Sabbath. See, Sabbath had just become religion. It had become man-made regulation of religion. And Jesus just came and blew it up. He says the Sabbath was not made for God. The Sabbath was made for people. God didn't need to rest. He chose to rest. He chose to rest for our sake so that we could rest with him, so that we could get back into that garden space. Man, I got to stop. All right. Make me a captive, Lord. Four verses. We're going to sing them all. 587. Make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. Force me to render up my sword, and I shall conquer be. I sink in life's alarms when by myself I stand. Imprison me within thine arms, and strong shall be my hand. My heart is weak and poor until it master find. It has no spring of action pure. It varies with the wind. It cannot freely move till thou hast wrought its chain. Enslave it with thy matchless love, and deathless it shall reign. My power's faint and low till I have learned to serve. It wants the needed fire to glow. It wants the breeze to nerve. It cannot drive the world until itself be driven. Its flag can only be unfurled when thou shalt breathe from heaven. Last verse. My will is not my own till thou hast made it thine. If it would reach a monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. It only stands unbent amid the clashing strife When on thy bosom it has lent and found thee in its life. Wow. Just wow. That's brilliant. That's a theologian as songwriter. I mean, you just need to go back through and meditate on every phrase that we just sang. That's why we need the hymns, right? They're digging the well deeper. Okay, it's Saturday. Now, you know what? Don't hear me knocking entertainment. Go watch a football game today. Go be with friends. Find a tailgate. Start a tailgate. But carry your seeds. You're there to sow. You don't even have to try, really. You just have to be available to the Spirit. He'll do it. Jesus is doing it. Just be open. Be curious. Be interested in other people. Love freely, just as you have been loved. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Sunday. We got an incredible Holy Spirit story lined up. Looking forward to that. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.